Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
This segment brought to you by DEA Take Back Day, October 24th, DEATakeBack.com.
Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating vehicles to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. This year celebrates 8 years and more than 750 vehicles donated. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at KeysToProgress.com.
This segment brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now and win winter with a
Think you know the Home Depot? It's not just for flooring and lights for your bedroom. It's everything else for your bedroom. Mattresses you can't wait to sleep on. Warmer blankets for cooler temperatures. Get fall savings like 35% off select mattresses, plus free and flexible delivery and easy online returns. You know the Home Depot. Now you know there are even more ways to explore decor at HomeDepot.com. How doers get more done. Free standard shipping and residential delivery on most orders over $45 made at HomeDepot.com. Exclusions apply, valid through October 21st.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Definitely. You know, I think that's across the board. You know, I think as far as the chemistry, you know, on the whole offensive side of the ball, you know, getting to certain checks and stuff like that during the game and things that we may not have even done throughout the course of the week, but we feel like it may work, whatever the case may be. You know, we're doing that now and we have the ability to do that, you know. And again, I think that's something that for us, you know, as we're kind of adding stuff in, you know, as far as what we like and things that are being effective, you know, the better we're going to be. You know, like I said before, I mean, we're sitting at 5-1 right now, almost at the halfway point in the season. And again, for us, we're still trending in the right direction. You know, we haven't played our best football. You know, our best ball is ahead of us. You know, by the end of the day, we're 5-1. You know, so again, I mean, like I said before, you know, we don't have any complacency on this team and on this offense. You know, so we're always striving to get better, and we're going to be better.
The best is yet to come.
That's Ellen Robinson postgame, and here's hoping, right? And I did joke that they haven't signed him to a contract yet, but doesn't his value grow on a weekly basis when you watch other players in this offense, when you think about the failures of this offense in terms of moving the football and getting it done? I got a lot of respect for Ellen Robinson, and he's probably the best player they have on the team offensively, and then you'd probably have to list. I mean, how would you handle it, David? You probably have to list like five or six defensive players, Allen Robinson and another few defensive players before you get going again on the offense. That's just
yeah, you don't want to find out what you would be like without Allen Robinson. And
right.
You are, you know, offensively very challenged. You're not scoring points. He's your biggest target. He's your most valuable. He's the guy you lean on third down. The Bears have been better on third down with Nick Foles, and Allen Robinson's a big reason why. It remains one of the bigger mysteries of this season, off the field, why they have yet to sign him to a contract extension. It's not something you want to consider short or long-term life without that guy. But, yeah, they need to get that done. He continues to be a big part of the passing game. It's just who is the second component, who is the other option besides Allen Robinson, because the answer seems to change on a weekly basis.
We have some breaking news on the score. Breaking news brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. And the breaking news is sad and it's dark. And here we are. David, I know you know it already, but Mike Emmerich, the Hall of Fame hockey announcer, he is retiring today from broadcasting. 47 years. 3,750 games. This was first reported by Phil Mushnick of the New York Post. And my condolences, David, losing the greatest hockey broadcaster I've ever heard. I hate the idea that Doc Emmerich is hanging up his microphone. What a phenomenal talent. And God, I love the way the guy called the game.
I think it's the hardest sport to call play-by-play. He makes it look easy and effortless. His vocabulary is unmatched. Oh. He makes you feel comfortable like you're there in the booth with him. Eddie O has benefited from being next to him. He'll be the first one to tell you how comfortable that is. And I feel bad for hockey fans. We're going to miss him when he is, you know, in the booth for Hawks games or any games, because he gives it a feel. He makes it, his presence felt, and makes it feel like an occasion. So, yeah, good for Doc, though, stepping aside. You know, a guy who is at the top of his profession, but just a regular guy, privileged to know him, and he is one of those guys that makes everybody feel comfortable when they're around him.
He's one of the most misunderstood people.
I don't think he's misunderstood. I think he's perfectly understood. That's the problem.
It's not fair.
It isn't fair. The I checked with Bet Rivers, just looked in on it. The Dodgers are minus 200 for the World Series. The Rays plus 160. So the Dodgers, a big favorite to win the World Series. They, you know, watching that game yesterday, God, the Tampa Rays, they did great the day before. It's great to see them in it. And the Dodgers, you're talking about the best team, two best teams in baseball, despite everything that happened and the COVID-shortened season and all the rest of it. But Atlanta has got to be embittered today. That base-running gaffe, you will never see anything quite as miserable. It's the fourth inning, maybe, and they got one run in. They got men on second and third. And there's a ground ball hit. They get the runner in a rundown. Justin Turner puts the tag on him, turns around, throws back to third, and they get a double play, base running gaffe, and then they eventually go on to win the game, and the Dodgers succeed there. But Atlanta has got to be so embittered by that particular play.
Hard to imagine. Yeah, they score a run, and I think they took the lead and lost the momentum at the same time. You don't want to have something like that stain your season and that series, but it's hard to get past that if you're a Braves fan, because then it just set the table. Cody Bellinger, seventh inning, eight-pitch at bat. What an at bat. Goes deep in the bat flip, as epic as the homer. And then did you see, Mully, where he dislocated his shoulder in the celebration? He had to go into the clubhouse, into the training room to reset his shoulder so he could go out back into the field. And he caught the final out, and that's where the ball should have gone. And Cody Bellinger had one of those nights for the ages. And the Dodgers and the Rays are where, you know, they should be. The number one seeds from each league playing in the World Series. It's going to be a matchup between the team that spends whatever is necessary, the team that doesn't spend at all.
Didn't your guy Houdini, the pride of Appleton, Wisconsin, didn't he have the ability to throw a shoulder out and get out of a straight jacket? Yeah.
I don't know how he's my guy, but yeah, Houdini could do that. That's what made him such a great magician.
You loved Houdini. What are you talking about?
I loved Houdini. A big Houdini guy.
Your fondness for him just went away like that.
I don't know. On my magician power rankings, I don't know where he is in relation to Copperfield and Simon.
Magician, you know, draft.
The Cubs magician. You know, Joe Madden's buddy. By the way, you brought up baseball.
Yes.
The interview that Bruce and Spiegs did on Saturday with Joe Madden was outstanding on Inside the Clubhouse. Joe Madden talked about Tony La Russa, said he didn't know what was going to happen. But Joe, I think every time he appears on the station, you listen to him talk, you miss him a little bit more. David Ross did an outstanding job. But Joe's always entertaining, and that was a good interview.
Yeah, him talking about Tony La Russa is pretty hilarious because Joe's like 65, and that makes him 11 years younger. I mean,
Mr. La Russa to Joe.
Exactly. And there is a weird Tampa connection there too, right? I mean, yeah. There's an Angels connection most of all, but come on. That's pretty special stuff. We'll see what happens. No one was hired over the weekend, right? Just double checking on the White Sox. No new candidates.
Or fired.
Breaking White Sox news. The Sox have named Lou Piniella as their new manager.
See, wow. That's just mean-spirited. That's, again, played some baseball growing up with Tony La Russa. So that's nice. I like that. Yeah, it's always good when Joe talks. It's always fun to hear him on the station, and it's always a good laugh all the way around. So great to see that. But, you know, obviously The Bears are the story of the day because of we're on a Victory Monday because they won yesterday, and they just always deliver. It's not just that they won; it's the way that they won. It's the grindy kind of penalty marred, typical 2020 Bears coming out of it with like a mixed emotion. As glorious as it is to see them win, you still have questions about what the heck they're doing and what's going on with the time management stuff. It's the perfect type of victory, and hopefully they will continue to pull that off, and we'll see, since obviously they're huge underdogs. Again, 6.5 underdogs according to Bet Rivers, going to play the Rams now. So no one seems to believe except that team, and they seem to continue to win.
Well, they're never boring. Yeah, it's sort of a talk radio dream in terms of having a team that's relevant in the NFL and the playoff picture, but still flawed enough to pick apart and to scrutinize. And that's sort of the Bears in a nutshell. They have a special defense and a struggling offense. But Mully, at 5-1, they have an 83% chance of making the playoffs. Since 1990, 85 of the 102 teams that have started 5-1 have made the postseason, and that's with a 12-team field. So those odds increase with a 14-team playoff field. The Bears are headed to the postseason. I think what we're going to spend the next couple months doing is evaluating on a weekly basis just how deep they can go and whether or not they have an offense that improves, or whether or not the coaching staff finds a way to coach in a way that's more complementary to a defense that can carry them.
And we'll find out next if Dan Bernstein is out on the ledge over the offense. It's Smully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
That segment was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. You earned it. You deserve it. Shop online at elmhurstbmw.com.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine.
It's a simple fact. Masks are part of our daily lives now, but where to find them? Is the company selling them reliable? Where are they made? RB Medical Supply is here to help. We pride ourselves on supplying everyone, regardless of order size. We supply the medical PPE you need. Our masks are 100% made in the USA and backed by our team of product line experts. When you need masks, visit us at rbmedicalsupply.com. Again, that's rbmedicalsupply.com.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chubas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's not every day you have to replace a water heater, more like every 10 years. The Home Depot can help with a wide selection of the latest models from Rheem and a helpful online water heater buying guide to make choosing the right Rheem easy. From gas to electric, tankless, even smart models that can spot a leak before it happens. Water heaters have come a long way. You don't have to. Click the banner for the latest Rheem water heaters and helpful answers and advice from our water heater buying guide. Only from The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Ready to take on that painting project? Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 40% off paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09 October 16th through 19th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give some color love to your bathroom, living room, or every room in your home. Shop in-store or order online for curbside pickup. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs,